39, Port Chicago. On July 17, 1944, two munitions ships blew up at Port Chicago, 30 miles northeast of San Francisco, while being loaded with bombs, shells, and depth charges. Those on the pier and aboard the ships were instantly killed, leaving 320 men dead and 390 military personnel and civilians injured. It was the biggest disaster of World War II to take place in the United States. But the disaster had another disturbing figure. Of the 320 men who died, 202 were African Americans. All the sailors performing the dangerous job of loading munitions were black. A Navy court of inquiry investigated the accident and placed no blame, saying rough handling of munitions by an individual or individuals may have been the cause. Traumatized by the explosion, 258 black loaders refused to return to work. They were imprisoned by the Navy for 3 days. Most of those men, except for 50 seamen, then returned to work. These 50 were court-martialed, convicted of mutiny, and imprisoned until the end of the war. A young lawyer named Thurgood Marshall was outraged. "This is not 50 men on trial for mutiny," Marshall said. "This is the Navy on trial for its whole vicious policy toward Negroes. Negroes in the Navy don't mind loading ammunition. They just want to know why they are the only ones doing the loading." After the war, with Thurgood Marshall's persistence, the sentences of the 50 black sailors were reduced, but not overturned. However, the actions of the black sailors did make a difference. Soon after, white sailors were put to work side by side with black soldiers, loading ammunition at Port Chicago. Later, the Navy followed through on a desegregation policy, and in 1967, the outspoken Thurgood Marshall became the first African-American justice of the U.S. Supreme Court.